Eurovision.
Quick fire ratings.
Ireland's number one Eurovision podcast.
You really should not like this song, but you can't help it.
If I listen to your song while I brush my teeth, like, I'm obsessing over the song.
This is boring. This is really... How did this win, honestly? But then, you know, it's Denmark. God bless them.
God bless them.
It's a crap rebound.
I think I did give it room to grow, and it did not grow. It died a death.
Mop up. Put on a positive spiel.
I'm actually not going to do that.
I have a feeling that we could be upset.
Just because you have a feeling doesn't mean it's a fact, Connor.
Stop talking.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Eurovision podcast and our quick fire ratings episodes. We are back with another episode today. Three more countries up for discussion and they are Denmark, Estonia and Finland. Before that though, Louise, how are you doing?
I'm a bit tired, not going to lie, but I'm good. This episode is sure to wake me up because every single song here like has a lot of energy. I think it's fair to say. I'm looking forward to this. Love the quick fires, man. Mm-hmm. I love them. Like, I would say, Connor, this is our, third full season?
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
we have episodes that people really enjoy and, like, but of the series, this is definitely the one that people are like, quick fires. Like, everybody looks forward to it. Everybody gets to say, as many people as possible get a mention. That's great. And, guys, I have to say, the numbers this year, like, smashing it. Like, every single country so far has had more ratings than the years before.
100%.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining in and engaging. And let's not lose the momentum. You know, keep voting. If they're still going up, we may well be nearly finished by now, actually, in fairness. But yeah, make sure you have us on all the socials. Make sure you have our email address so you don't miss any of this kind of fun, juicy, interactive stuff. It's great to hear from so many of you. What I love about these, Connor, is that there's definitely times where we agree and, you know, there's times you disagree and that makes for a juicier conversation. But either way, it's nice that we get a flavour of everybody's opinion.
Yeah, of course.
Music's so subjective, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm sure there'll be, you know, we'll be in agreement in some aspects on this episode and in others we probably won't be, but we'll wait and see for that. But we're going to kick things off with our first country today and that is Denmark. They are sending Sizzal with Hallucination. Yes, Denmark. We recently discussed this song a few weeks back. And yeah, it's time to dissect it a bit more in our Quickfires episodes. Lou, I'll let you kick us off with this. Hallucination. How are you feeling about this one?
I just love it. It's just such a banger. It's just so good. It's such an energy booster for me. It's so feel good. I haven't gotten tired of it. This is one of the... You know, we all have skips on the Eurovision playlist. Let's be real. We're all Eurovision fans, but we're more of a Eurovision fan with some entries than we are with others. And this is one of the ones I'm seeking out. If I'm brave enough, you know, to have the roulette of ESE Radio on and Hallucination comes on, I audibly cheer and I gasp and I applaud my Queen Sizzal. I really, really love this entry. I think she's going to smash it live in terms of the vocal. I really hope the visuals will follow through. You know, we had a big chat about that in the last episode, so I won't get into it too much again. I can't wait to see the rehearsal of this. This will be one of my most anticipated. This could be, you know, my heartbreak. This could be my triumph of the year, depending on what they do with this. Really want Denmark to qualify with this. It's such a solid track. I loved it live too. We just need a little bit more happening on stage, as we said before. But look, she's fantastic and it's such a good song. It's so nostalgic for all the right reasons. It's feel good. It's energetic. It's so easy to sing along to. I really hope people pick up the phone and vote for her. She's a queen and I'm loving all the content online of like her and JJ and your man's name is gone from Norway.
Alexandra.
Kyle. They're such a cute little crew. Like Gojo's in with them a bit. And it's really nice. I love seeing that every year. Like, I was only actually saying this to Sam earlier, like when you see that kind of content, when you see them together at pre-parties, like having fun, smiling, laughing, it's so lovely, because Eurovision can be a little bit like summer camp. You know, it's like people get together, they have this really cool experience together, and they kind of bond, their friends for life. And it nearly reminds me of like the fan community. You know, we all get together once or twice a year at these different events. We band together, we bond over this thing that we love. And then, you know, we pack up, we go home, back in our separate ways. And it's really special to see them all like bonding and having fun. She's definitely like the cool kid of the group this year. Like, you know, that kind of person bringing everyone together. So that's also nice to see. What are you thinking of Denmark, Connor?
Yeah, I'm loving it. It's on my repeat list on Spotify all the time. You said the last episode with Cyprus, you like seek that song out. This is the song I'm seeking out, you know, and waiting for it. I know it's in and around a certain song in a playlist. I'm like, oh, it's coming up. It's coming up. Can't wait to listen to it. And it's a bop. It's just such a good track. It's very, very modern, but also nostalgic of like Cascada vibes, you know, 2010s, you know, Europe mix and stuff like that. So it's just a great track to listen to. Really, really good. I love her vocal. It's fantastic. And, you know, it's the same on the studio as it is live. And, you know, that's a sign of a great singer. Like you were alluding to there, I just hope to God they can stage this right. Because you said it in the actual full, like, discussion episode of Denmark. You were saying about, like, you know, in the past, they haven't really had songs that have deserved to qualify. Whereas we both feel like this is the song that should send them back to the final. I just hope that they can, you know, equal that with amazing staging. And, you know, from what she was saying, I only read a few days ago that she has been saying that, you know, they're working more so with dancers and the actual, like, you know, topic of hallucination, of trying to make that effect come alive on the stage. So I hope and pray that she, you know, gets staging that is deserving of a spot in the final, because, you know, I think, you know, on a Saturday night, this will light up the final and get everyone on their feet. And even if not, if it is a Brooke situation of, you know, a fan favourite with the fans and, you know, doesn't qualify, I think this will still be a song that we'll be listening to at Euro parties and Euro club in years and years to come. But yeah, I hope to God that, you know, for herself, that this does get the staging it requires to send it through. Because in its current package, as I said before, I don't think this is sailing through. But yeah, fingers crossed that the Danish broadcaster can get her to the final, because it'd be great to see. And it'd be great because obviously we, you know, Norway, pretty certain qualifier, Austria, pretty certain qualifiers. It'd be great for just that group to all be in the party for the Saturday night. And, you know, even if Cezal doesn't qualify, I'm sure she'll be in the party either way. And like you said there, I'm loving the little group that's been formed and the Instagram lives that they're doing. Like, they are just crazy. And she is just so, so funny. I saw her at Amsterdam. She was hanging out the window being like, guys, can you all say mother at the same time for my Instagram video? And then, like, she puts up on her story as if, like, oh, they did this out of the cuff. Like, you know, it wasn't me. I didn't tell them to do this. So, yeah, she seems like great crack. Hopefully we'll get to chat with her in London as well, which would be great. And
we should just start shouting mother at her. Mother, she'll be like, wait, this is great content.
Yeah, get the phone out. So I'm hoping, I'm praying she's in the final on the Saturday. But I don't know. I think it still needs work. It does need work, but work in progress.
Let's hear from the listeners, Connor, the Eurovision listeners, and what they thought. I'll start from the bottom here. 7.5 from ESE Crow. Luke giving it a 6, saying, she can sing, but forgettable song? Love her, though. 7 from Kian, 6.5 from Killian Smith, 7 from O'Leary, 5 from Adam, 7 from Kian, 8 from Dylan, saying, hallucination. I actually greeted Connor that way today when he opened the door. Hello. 9 from Addicted 1905, an absolute bob. I presume you mean bop. More I listen, the more I love. 8 from Mick Doherty, saying certified bop. 8 from Eddie. 10 from Adam G. Queen served vocals. I'll skip up a bit. 9.5 from Thomas. 8 from Dave Mackin. 4 from Bud. 10 from my Instagramming, saying this has risen up to my top spot now. Banger of the highest level. 6 from Carl. 8 from Leah, saying song is pretty generic. She sells it so much though, and I've been streaming it tons. 4 from Therese. 6 to 7 from Ella. Poor gal can never make up her mind. 8 from Steve. Very, very catchy song. And 7 from dancer Kevin. And 7 from Kyle saying throwback power pop. Love it. Love it.
God. What are you going to give it?
9.5, baby.
Same with me. 9.5. Very, very good score from ourselves.
Improvement.
But when we compile everyone's votes together, Denmark gets a 7.67, which is very respectful. And based on last year's scores, that would get her into the top six. So
pretty strong,
very,
guys.
Very strong result for Sizal from Denmark.
Woo. I wonder, will this be a more polarizing year? You know, will the scores
overall
be a lot higher and a lot lower? Yeah, the fact that, like, the last episode would be Croatia being so low at 3.06. Two songs over 8 so far.
And last year we only had 4.
Yeah, so we're going to have more this year. Like, so when I look down the line, there's a couple of songs that I'd say will definitely get over 8 in the average. That's interesting. That's like a fun thing to compare when we get to the end of it. The scores from last year to this year. Is this year more polarizing, et cetera, et cetera. All right. Well, we're tired these days. We need some, you know, caffeine. We need some espresso macchiato. Connor, I'm ready to do battle. We've got Tommy Cash, of course, for Estonia with Espresso Macchiato. Espresso Macchiato. Life is like spaghetti. It's hard until you make it. Connor, no stresso. No stresso. Don't be depresso. Just drink espresso.
I don't like coffee for a reason. And
maybe you need some, love.
No, I'm perfectly fine without coffee. Yeah. I don't need coffee. And I certainly don't need this song. But yeah, you can kick it off if you... Or do you want me to say it and then you can sweep up?
We never did this. You did this with Alex.
Yeah. And she kind of...
And at the time, I was really undecided. Like, I kind of hated and loved it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And I'm not saying now I don't love this. Like, it's not my top 10. But I do enjoy this quite a bit. It's a bit of a guilty pleasure.
Jesus. Good luck.
Me amor. I just can't help but sing along when I hear it. It's just silly.
It's catchy, 100%. But Jesus, like, it's... Oh. Anyway, do you want me to go? Will I go?
Yeah, go on. Go on.
Yeah, look, I think I went in on this. Like, this seems like so long ago, but I can just admit that my hatred for this song has just grown more and more and more. I do not like this. I don't like his vibe. I did read that he is actually very pleasant in real life and friendly towards press and stuff like that. So that's good. I don't know. Just the things I've heard in terms of, like, him going after channels and striking them. Don't like that. His whole attitude. This jokey side, you know, the staging was a bit Jost Klein-esque of, like, hitting the nail with the drama that happened last year with the bodyguards. I didn't like that. I just don't like the dance. The dance is so stupid and just creepy and off-putting. The song, it's catchy, but, like, it's just annoying, pissing off Italians, which is fair enough, you know. If someone did that about Ireland, I'm sure we would be equally annoyed about it. Just there's nothing about this that I actually like at all. It's a skip all the time. Yeah. I really, really detest this song. And it is sitting, like, very low down, if not second last on my overall list this year. I just have no time for this whatsoever. Probably be a toilet break now if I go to Eurovision. And yeah, not for me at all. Just nothing about this appeases me. I hate when joke acts are too jokey. Like, I understand there's joke acts, like, or, you know, verging on the line of over joking or, you know, taking the piss out of someone. This is just, like, all those boxes ticked of just being too annoying, the dance is stupid, the song's annoying, the vibe and just everything about this, I just hate. I just do not like this whatsoever. I'm actually getting mad about it. I hate it that much.
Stresso. No stresso.
Stop saying
no
that.
No need to be
depresso.
I'll
get mad at you now in a minute. No, it's annoying me.
Life is like spaghetti.
Shove the spaghetti. Shove the spaghetti.
It's hard until you make it.
Yeah, but back off saying that.
Like, por favore, Connor. Mosche the hole. Mi amore.
This is the stupidest entry we have had since Montenegro 2022.
Por favor. What was that?
Euro, Euro.
You say 2022.
2012, sorry, 2012.
I love Euro, Euro.
Oh, of course you fucking do. Oh my God.
Mi amore.
No, stupid, stupid, stupid. No time for this whatsoever. And I hope this does not qualify. But it will. And it is going to rob a good country of a good spot in the semi-final, which is a shame because, you know, this is what I worry for Eurovision about going to televote-only semi-finals because we could be getting more of these kind of jokey entries and it's a shame because we might lose an actual good song in the semi-final over this crap.
Italy and San Marino are in the semi. I wonder, like, Italy, their vote is always so weird, like, so random, you can't predict how they're going to vote. I wonder if they'll throw this any points. This is such a competitive semi-final, but I just still see this going through. They've also 100%. Thrown him a bone with that running orders for these before the ad, so people will remember him.
He's definitely going to qualify. There's no doubt about that, yeah. But I'm going to be so pissed off if, you know, if I'm losing the likes of Iceland to this crap, I'll be pissed off.
Mm. I mean, I love Iceland too. Like Iceland, I would have ahead of Estonia. I see it happening, Connor, sadly.
Would you have this qualifying personally?
Yeah, I think so. Well, okay, what is there? 15 in this semi. Like, we're talking about who's my bottom five, mm-hmm. Let's just call it as it is. Yeah, do you know what? Yeah. I don't know. This is my 10th or 11th, actually. But most of my favourite songs are in this semi. Looking at it, like, I love Sweden, I love Albania, like, they're my top two. Like, I love Poland, I love Iceland, Ukraine is great, I don't know. Yeah, it's going through though. I mean, look, I feel like Alex was very convincing. Like, I was chatting to her about this a couple of weeks ago and I was like, oh, like, I think I kind of love it, but like, I do also find it annoying. Like, I completely appreciate a lot of what you're saying there, Connor. And Alex was saying, like, if you kind of just ignore the staging, which, like, look, obviously we can't always do, but her point was, if you listen to this like it's a musical theater piece and just imagine, like, the full campness, the full silliness of this and what they could do on the Eurovision stage, it's genuinely more enjoyable. And since then, I haven't skipped it as much on the playlist. I do the odd time, I won't lie. Sometimes I'm in a more chill vibe and I'm not in the mood to listen to Espresso Macchiato, to be honest. I want to go and listen to Germ and whatever. But other times I'm like, oh, brushing my teeth to Espresso Macchiato. And I kind of enjoy it. I enjoy the silliness and the wackiness of this. I mean, I agree. It would be bad for this to make it in over a lot of other things in that semi. But Europe is just ultimately probably going to go that way, given it's Tommy Cash and his name and stuff. So we probably are going to see him in the final. What's interesting here is, Connor, like, presuming this does go through to the final, who's it going to do in the final? Like, I kind of feel like it actually will get forgotten in the final. I don't see this getting the top 10 in Eurovision. Not with, like, other things in the field. Is it just going to, like, swim around in the middle of the pack somewhere?
See, I hope this has the kind of Finland 2024 effect of, like, we think people are going to love this and people are actually just a bit sick of these jokey acts. Like, last year, mm-hmm. we thought Finland would be... It was sweep to televote. Actually, it was like bottom five or it was pretty low down. I don't know, finished overall pretty low too. But I think we had this expectation that, like, oh, the televote will love Finland. And I hope the same thing happens to Estonia, that, you know, Europe actually are not growing up, but, you know what I mean, are a bit more sophisticated and are going for entries that are just lyrically and, you know, sonically better than Espresso Macchiato or whatever. You know what I mean? I just think... Yeah, I think it's just a shame. I don't think juries will appreciate this either, so I don't see it anywhere near the top 10. Potentially become, like, bottom of the left-hand side, top right-hand side, maybe best-case scenario for it, but I honestly hope it tanks in the final. I know it's going to be in the final, but I hope it tanks, to be honest. I just don't like this.
You know who's really, just looking at the running order, who's really going to show them up in the semi-final is actually Sweden. Because Sweden are only on three songs later, and Sweden, like, they both have a brand, right? Like, people will be like, oh, the Espresso song and the sauna song, you know. But Sweden, just even objectively, like, the vocals are better, the choreography is impressive, the staging is impressive. Sweden has that all-round package that Estonia, like, it falls down definitely in elements, even like the lyrical content. Not that everybody can understand the Swedish in Barabbadabastu, but you can follow what the song is about from its staging. Like, presuming the Swedes don't change things too much, they tend not to.
But again, it's being fun without poking fun at anyone or, like, you know, too on the nose with this Sweden. Like, Estonia is just the complete opposite to that. Like, it's not fun in the right fun way. Do you know what I mean? It's taking the piss on too much of a level for me. I'm just, yeah. Every time I picture, I just see that stupid dance.
He looks wiggle. Like Mr. Bean, doesn't he?
Yeah, Mr. Bean, like, people. Anyway.
Let's get to some scores.
Strictly Jonathan gave us a -3. Lee, 6. James, 10. One of the most original songs in the last few years. My winner this year. Silver Brosh, 10. Top song, great video. Ellen, 6 out of 10. It's growing on me, but still not for me. Shane, 3. Sam, 6. Saul, 7. Annette, 0. Just awful. Europhonics, -100 out of 10. Straight Boy, 9 out of 10. Sorry, Connor. Sorry, Connor. Does he think I like this song?
What did he give it?
9 out of 10.
So he's saying sorry because he knows you don't
like
it.
Oh, sorry. I thought he was giving a 9. Sorry. Lawrence gave 6.5. Adele, 5. Glenn, 1. Owen, 7.1 out of 10. Very specific one. Lisa, 10.
Owen's always on the decimals.
I like that.
Yeah, he's very particular. I'd love to see his criterion.
You'll like this one, Lou. Lisa gave it a 10. No stresso. It's going to be 12 though.
Okay.
You tried something.
Yeah.
You tried it. Topher Joe, 7. Laura, 3. I just don't get it. Eurovision is a big TV spectacle, not a small art show, so it doesn't work. Marco, 1. Dees, 5 out of 10. I feel like I should hate this more than I do. Killian, 2. Kian, 6.5. Ushin, 2. Michael, 2. Aoife, 8. Connor, 8. Doosnick, 1. Zero, I can't listen to the song. It's so annoying. Anna, 6.5. Inga, 6. I hate how catchy it is, but it is feckin' addictive. Dara, 6. Disney loving Emma. Why is this so catchy? I don't want to rate it, but I have to give it a 7. Call Me Keen, 7.5. It's memorable in both good and bad ways. Either way, it'll be one we'll remember in years to come. Scott Downey, hate coffee, 1.5 out of 10. And Kyle said, annoyingly catchy, 5 out of 10. And
not
so many more
haters.
Comments there as well. Thank you guys so, so much.
One that really stood out to me was the silver brooch, 6.5, catchy like the flu. Not everyone having the flu this winter.
That's
what was
a great
that
way
about?
Of describing it.
What was
great
that way about? Of describing it. Connor, I'm giving this a 6. It's above average for me. I do enjoy it. I am streaming it a lot of the time when it comes on. And listen, I just don't want to be stresso. Sometimes I just want to have espresso. Sabrina Carpenter.
Don't disgrace
dead.
Her name in the same sentence.
Think about
as espresso
me
macchiato.
Every night, oh, and
see, that's a good coffee song.
What do you think Sabrina Carpenter would make of Tommy Cash? Would she collab with him?
I don't think I'm allowed to say what I was thinking, but anyway, oh. No comment.
Okay. What's your score then?
My score is a 1. Mm. 1, and that's being generous.
Okay.
Not for me.
Similar vibe to me with Croatia, I see.
Yeah.
What's the one for?
I don't know.
The participation fee again. And the
no,
up.
I think instrumental. It sounds a polished song. So that's why I gave it a 1.
Production, yeah.
Like it's grand.
Okay.
Production wise, but yeah, just everything else was no. But I wanted to be nice. I just gave it a 1. It was a 0.5, but then I was like, I will go up to a 1.
If this won Eurovision, what would you do?
Retire.
Would you actually? Would you stop doing Eurovision with me if Espresso Macchiato won? Eurovision.
I wouldn't stop it. I'd just be very critical of the direction of Eurovision, to be honest. I'd be very worried. I'd be like, we're going back to the bad days of like the
late
2000s.
Would you break up with me if Espresso Macchiato won Eurovision?
I'd just be very like, I wouldn't be happy. I'd be very miserable for the season.
Would you still love me if I wasn't a Eurovision fan?
Okay, don't start singing Slovenia now. How much time do we have left together? Like, I ain't going anywhere
yet. I'm just
yet.
Testing the boundaries of our friendship.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, we need to pick
we'll move
me up.
On quickly
we
before Lisa bursts into crying in seconds. She'll be hanging upside down from the ceiling.
How much time? This isn't even a Slovenia episode.
Jesus. Estonia altogether with all the scores put together is 4.93.
So, just shy of a 5.
Just shy of a 5. Not too bad overall, but one of the low scores so far, I think.
Lower, yeah.
Lower, definitely. Yeah. I think it's third last.
third to last, yeah. Armenia and Croatia below it to water bottom three.
Yeah.
Rightio, let's have a pick-me-up. Let's go to a woman propelled from a microphone. Who is she?
Propelled from a microphone. True. I love that. She's coming, lads, and it is time to talk about Finland's Erika Wickman with Ikome. How's my German there? Even though talking with
Oh, wunderbar.
Very good. Very good.
Sehr gut, yeah.
I'll let you kick us off with Erika. How are you feeling about
it? Hans the Germans. Do you know, like, this is undeniably great. You know what I mean? Like, this is university loved and, like, I support it. I back it. I see it. This is not at risk. This is at the mercy of recency bias in terms of a lot of the entries that came earlier just get forgotten when other heavy hitters come out. So Finland was a huge favorite to start with. And then, you know, Malta followed, Sweden followed, Austria, France, what have you, all the other ones that people have been talking about more recently. And we really need this month of April for there to be a melting pot for things to iron out and then for rehearsals to come back and bam, everyone's an even playing field. You come with a bad staging, you're out. If you come with a great staging, you're in contention. And Finland, I feel like I've not had Sergio Hyen's name out of my mouth. So I'm going to try and talk about him a little bit less because the pressure that must be on that man's shoulders after doing one Eurovision entry. But we know he's staging this. We saw the staging at UMK, like, with more perspective. We were pretty positive at the time, and I'm still positive about it, Connor, but I actually think that performance left a little bit to be desired. I think the end of it was really good, the last minute, but we did kind of touch on that at the time, I think. But I think, you know, knowing what we know now, I'm correct in thinking she can't propel from the microphone
at
Eurovision. It's probably a good thing that they had to rework this early on. And because they were clever and they did their national final early, they probably have had a little bit more time to rework this. I mean, look, Erika Wickman is a really interesting person and artist. I'm sure she had so many cool ideas to bring to it herself as well as her team. I think this will be great. I'm literally saying this with my crystal ball. I don't see this in the race to win anymore. And I'm aware that recency bias may be playing into this. I don't know. They have a great, obviously, slot, you know, closing out the semi. I think the producers believe in this, putting it last, and probably feel it's going to be a good stage show. There's no doubt on planet Earth that she's getting into the final. Like, of course she is. It's Erika Wickman. It's a catchy song. It's fun. I just don't know if the hook is strong enough in the chorus when it gets to that final, like when this is up against a couple of the others, like I just personally think Malta is catchier in that sense. There's a lot of girl bops this year. I think Sweden really grabs you, you know, in terms of the non-English language ones. I don't know if I see Eurovision going to Tampere next year. I think she's definitely on course to 100% get a top 10 and very potentially a really good top five finish for Finland, you know, really cementing their spot as the Eurovision powerhouse at this stage. Like, it has to be said, like, Finland have just changed their fortune so much in 10 years. Like, as an Irish fan watching them, I'm just like, could we ever, you know? But I'm not streaming this really, and it's there for me. I've given it a relatively good score because I can see the merit in it. But it's really fallen down my own personal rankings. And maybe that's just me. And I might wake up one day in May and be like, oh, I've changed my mind. It's hitting again. But at the minute, it's dropped off for me personally. Connor, you're usually a Finland fan a little bit. Where are you on this?
I completely get everything that you just said there. For me, it did drop off a lot in recent weeks, but funny enough, only in the last few days since, you know, listening to the whole playlist on full and not forcing myself to skip songs, just letting them play through. This has kind of crept up again for me. I'm seeing the merits of it suddenly again. I don't know why. The seasons is weird like that, how songs come and go. Albania, for example, really hit me the other day on my walk for some random reason. I was like, wow, okay.
Oh, the studio's so fucking good. So I'm just like, production, the strings.
So random how it comes and goes, these waves. But yeah, Erica, I feel like this has the potential to win, but everything that you said there, it needs the work. Like, I completely agree. And I'm pretty sure we either said it when we were watching it together back in February or whenever it was, or we said it on the podcast. We definitely felt that the staging wasn't a winner performance. You know, I think there was just something lacking in it. And I think put more money, put more budget into it. Better camera angles, I think, as well. There were certain shots, there were certain moments in that performance that were like, wow, that kind of walkway with the blue light was amazing. But overall, I didn't see it as a winner potential. Then I think they can get back up to that stage because they have the hype behind it. They have a great song. I think just the overall package just needs to be improved slightly for it to be a potential winner. Because I think it can, because there is this kind of retro feel to it that I think is getting that older generation who some people might not think.
Kind of glam rock, isn't it?
Yeah, some people might not think that, you know, an older generation would like it because it is a bit dirty. It's a bit, you know, on the nose with, you know, a deeper meaning. Not meaning that literally, but, you know, deep meaning within people. but I think there is that kind of retro aspect to it that people can, you know, hook onto and like it. Whereas the younger generation might be like, oh my God, I love this. You know, she's coming. Yeah, hey, you know, get on it now. So I think, yeah, I think there's work to be done, but I can see a pathway for potentially winning if everything falls into place at the moment. So going back to my own personal opinion, I've always loved the song. Gone off it a bit recently, coming back onto it now. I'm looking forward to seeing it in a live aspect and seeing what it's like with a crowd around you, because we know for me last year, Croatia, I didn't really like it that much. Going into it, Malmo that week changed it completely. I was like, wow, I'm getting the hype. I can understand it like it is.
Oh, I didn't know that changed for you.
Really? Yeah. When I saw it in the arena, I was like, okay, like everyone's screaming, whoa, and the lights were going, the hands were going.
When I watch it back, I feel it. Yeah. Because you can see the audience are
in it. Even like the minute it kicks off, you can see the crowd are like up for it and ready to go. So I think if Erica can get that feeling behind her in Basel, I think she could be onto something. But yeah, it is an uphill battle. I do agree with you. I do think that it's not a straightforward win. She does need a lot of work, but there is a pathway there for her that if she gets everything right, can take the crown in May. But yeah, there's work to be done, I think, overall.
Great pal of the pod, Killian. I was chatting to him the other day, Killian Smith, and he loves this. And he was saying that, I just thought it was an interesting point to bring up. He was a bit disappointed with the staging, that they didn't make it more like the music video, like kind of the honey and like the gold and that kind of thing. Would you prefer that kind of a look for the Eurovision stage? Would that work? Or do you think they should just build on what they did in UMK? The glam rock kind of look.
I think the music video was a bit too hitting the nose on the nail.
Too much on the nose. That'd be very painful.
The head on the nose, in the nail or something. Or phrase.
Hitting the nail on the head.
In the nail on the head.
Or two on the nose.
Two on the nose without meaning.
All the body parts.
Yeah, all the, you know, everything. We love it here. But, you know, I think that would have been too much. I think because I know I showed my friend who wouldn't be as like filthy minded as me, and he was a bit like, oh, that kind of, it's a bit off putting. Similar to Australia, actually, in a way of like,
Is it too much? The sexual movements
and all that kind of stuff. It's a bit too much. So I think if they just improve on the national final performance, better camera angles, more creative staging, I think the mic was cool. But again, like I didn't need it. You know, I think they could have done something much cooler with this and make it more of an epic moment with, like, you know, the lights, the pyro, everything like that. I think they can make this a real moment. So I think just improve on that. I don't think they need a big prop or anything like that. Or the honey or the oil or whatever to bring back, you know, from the music video. I don't think they need that. That's too much for me. Because I think they didn't go hard enough in the national final performance, but they didn't go low enough that it was, you know, missing it completely. They tiny bit of an improvement. What about you? How are you feeling with the honey?
Yeah,
the honey or the oil.
I'm not a massive fan of the music video. I remember when it came out, I was kind of like, oh. And then I nearly actually preferred it with the staging. Like, I thought I think we mentioned this on the original episode where we talked about Finland. You know, when she turned around, you could see the crowd. And it like that whole national one, it felt like the Erica concert. Like Erica was the headliner. And you felt that when you turned around, you saw the crowd and all the lights. That was really, really cool. I just kind of want that most of the way through the song. I want to feel like I'm at Erica's concert and that like she's owning the stage. I mean, she's got the charisma and the stage presence. So they just need to improve the actual, you know, visuals around her at the minute, I think. But Connor, we should get stuck into some scoring at this stage because there's a lot to be said about Finland. Strictly Jonathan saying, controversial, I don't like it and skip it every time it comes on. 3 out of 10. I'm surprised Jonathan's not out to bat for this one. Lee gives it a 10, full marks. 7 for Jamondo. Jamondo, you finally found the question boxes after all these weeks. He's been dying for the L question boxes on the L Insta. He's found them. 7, he says it's a grower and in my top 10. 6 for Shane. 9 for Leonie. Love how powerful this is. She makes it feel like her own arena show every time. Great point. 10 from Eric. 10 from Saul Brown. 6 from Sam. 7 from Annette. 8 from Eurofanex. 9 from Starboy. 10 from Lawrence. 10 from Glenn. 7 from Adele Greenan. Adam G's mom, how are you? And 3.5 from the original deck. Don't get to the hype. Sorry. No need to apologize. Any more there, Connor, you want to shout out?
Dylan said 10. Queen. Adam gave it a 9. Luke said 10 out of 10. Hope this wins. Such a beautiful and empowering song about love and connection. That's a very lovely way to describe the song.
Very wholesome
very
indeed.
Very wholesome way of describing sex. But anyway, what are you going to give this, Lou?
Solid 7.
I'm going to give this a 9. I think it's definitely in my top 3. I think it just needs a bit of work for it to push towards a 10, but it can get there. It can get there.
Amazing. Are we ready? Is it going to hit the 8? Finland has reached 8.3, which is a huge score, but it puts it in third place, just behind Austria. By a hair, just behind Austria. Albania nation rise. We're still first, baby. But Finland, that's great. Top 3 in the Eurovision quickfires. I think it'll stay there for a while, Connor.
I think it'll
be hard for anyone to pass that. And it'll ultimately end up, I'd say, in the top 5. There we have it. We're trundling through the quickfires, guys. In our next episode, guys, we'll have France, Georgia and Germany, which will be an interesting one. And then, of course, after that, we'll have Greece, Iceland and Ireland. Don't miss a thing. If you like what we're doing here, don't forget to support us on Buy Me a Coffee. It supports everything we do. buymeacoffee.com/Eurovision. Don't forget to follow us on all of the socials, of course. Eurovision Podcast on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Eurovision Pod on X. You can find us all over the internet. You can send us an email if you like, eurovisionpodcast@gmail.com. We like a cheeky voice note from time to time too, and you never know, you might hear yourself appear on the L podcast. So feel free to do that if you like, guys. But we're getting through these quick fires. Hopefully it's keeping you all going on your commutes, on your walks in this kind of pre-party time of April. But until the next episode, we will say slán go fóill.